Paul's Second Missionary Journey. Paul gets ready to visit the brothers in every town where they had preached the word of the Lord and find out how they are doing. There is a strong difference of opinion on who should go with them, so Paul and Barnabas choose separate missions. Barnabas takes John Mark and goes to Cyprus, and Paul chooses Silas for his second journey and travels through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. Paul and Silas go to Derbe and Lystra and request that another believer named Timothy join them. Together they travel through the province of Asia, not preaching the word of the Lord because the Holy Spirit did not let them. And the Spirit of Jesus would not let them enter the province of Bithynia, so they travel on through to Troas, and then, because of a vision, they go to Macedonia. Paul travels to many towns that surround the Mediterranean Sea, and everywhere he goes, more believers are added and more churches are started. Paul leaves his companions to help the new churches and goes to Athens, then to Corinth, and while he is there, he is joined by Silas and Timothy, who have come from Macedonia. Paul stays with the believers in these towns from a couple of weeks to a couple of years, building and supporting the churches he has started. After Corinth, Paul travels to Ephesus and has discussions with the Jews in the synagogue, and they ask him to stay. But he is on his way to Jerusalem and tells them, with God's will, he will come back to them. Paul greets the church in Jerusalem, then goes to the church in Antioch in Syria, and spends some time there with the believers. More information can be found in the book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 36, through chapter 18, verse 22.